Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Welcome to the finance show here on tiptv.co.uk. It is Tuesday, the 10th of January. I'm here with senior market commentator Panmure Gordon. David Buick, how are you today?
Good morning. I'm averaged, but all I'm uplifted by being with you, Zach. So good morning to you.
I seem to have survived or escaped this lurgy and everything else. But we've got the slides today. We've plenty to talk about on that.
Good.
I'll try not to make you talk, allow you to talk too much. Most popular in business and finance. Tesco to cut 1,000 jobs and restructuring plans. Drastic for Dave on the warpath again. Changes are part of an overhaul of Tesco under Chief Executive Dave Lewis, designed to revitalise the retailer after a slump in sales and profits. And then Mayer, others to depart Yahoo board, company to be renamed Altaba. Yahoo, oh, that's awful, isn't it? What an awful name.
Not good, is it?
Could be a misprint.
Well, it's too like Alibaba as well.
Yes, exactly, yes. Yahoo CEO Marissa Mayer, for co-founder David Filo and others plan to resign from the company's board when it completes its $4.8 billion sale to Verizon, and that's from USA Today. Moving along, curated stories. Prime Minister Theresa May blames the sinking pound on media reports of a looming hard Brexit. My view is that the pound is weak, but she's weak and clueless and a Remainer.
Well, I think you're a little harsh. You are right. I'm not going to agree with this. I would describe her performance with Sophie Ridge on Sunday as nebulous. And if you waffle and come out with nebulous comments, markets don't like it. Because what markets want is yes or no. And they didn't get yes about the single market. They more or less got a no, but not a definite one. And we kept talking binary choices and the rest of it, i.e. I want to keep all my options open. And dear Sophie, just because I've chosen you as the first person to speak to in 2017, if you think I'm going to spill the beans about what my plans are, dream on. Because you're not, it's too early.
She may be looking for a sort of soft ride from Sophie as well.
Well, no, I don't think she was. She's quite a tough cookie. She's very good. But anyway, moving on from there, of course, foreign exchange dealers, as you know, they just need one little chink in the armour and they're like rats up a drainpipe. And they said, no, we're not having this. This looks seriously like hard Brexit, so we'll give the pound a little bit of stick.
Well, could you explain to beginners why hard Brexit is a weak pound and a soft Brexit or no Brexit is a strong pound?
Because we are in a complete state of political disarray. The country has never been more divided. People are hoping that the European Union will, at the end of the day, come, whether it's January 2019, saying, oh, please, come back. We'll do anything you want, all this sort of thing. It's not going to happen because the European Union is not for reform. They've made it very clear there is total intransigence. But those people who think that people are reasonable and that they will actually back off or give a little bit, I think whether you're a Brexiteer or whether you're a Remainer or whatever you want to call it, I think if there was some slight feeling of flexibility on the part of the European Union, particularly over immigration, which is going to be a massive problem, more so in France, in my opinion, in Germany, than it is ever going to be over here, then I think you might find people more conciliatory. But the fact is there is no give at all. We're now getting into this area, which I don't like, of hard Brexit, soft Brexit, red, white and blue Brexit, whatever you want to call it. But the trouble is that Mrs. May has got sucked into half a conversation which she can't finish. And any chink in the armour, as you see, and the foreign exchange traders are like rats up a drainpipe, as I said, and they'll take the pound down. And of course, as people know, this is the first time for a very long time where we're not only going to see no alternative asset classes worth investing in at the moment, but also reasonable dividends. And for the first time for maybe 2 or 3 years, some prospects of real growth in stocks. So when you get the export situation and you get 60% FTSE 100 stocks with dollar earnings, obviously fill your boots. And yesterday it was the miners, the Glencores, the Imperial Tobaccos, the British American Tobaccos, and the various other people said, yeah, we'll have some of that. And that's where we are. And we're now well above the 7,200 threshold. Nobody, I don't think, is going to do anything, Zach, fundamental until the 20th of January, when his nibs has got it off his chest. And whether, you know, I don't, he frightens the living daylights out of me, but at the end of the day, I always think that good sense will prevail. But he does say some truly shocking things. But there again, he is the 45th president of the United States, whether we like it or not, and we have to learn to get on with him.
I think his bark is a little bit worse than his bite.
I agree. And that, well, that's what I want to believe as well.
I think that looks to be the case. But let's move along to commentary from Nicole Elliott, who's the trader at the Investors Chronicle, published yesterday. Unemployment in the Eurozone remained at 9.8% in November, down from 10% in September. Dipped by 0.1% to 8.3% across all countries in the European Union. Swiss December unemployment published this morning remains at 3.3%. Wow. While in Italy, it ticked up to 11.9%. And in Greece, it's just over 23%. Unemployment for 18 to 25-year-olds rose by 0.3% to 21.2% in the Eurozone. And a shocking 44.4% in Spain. You wonder why the youth of Spain are over here in London.
What are the 300,000, they reckon? Probably of that nature, of that size, over the last 10 years, Spanish people have come to London. Who can blame them? There are no jobs there.
Yes, and my kids are half Spanish, and they're here too. And they're going to
stay
here.
Well, they're going to stay here, probably, yeah.
Exactly. So let's go on to sentiment with Oanda clients. Long and strong in gold and silver, was over 80%. We have been for the last year. Interesting there that they've gone and are going more long of pound dollar. 67%, which is quite a punchy thing to do given the way it is at the moment, Theresa May notwithstanding. And then they are short of euro sterling, which is going the other way as well, so a little bit painful on that front. And then euro split down the middle 50-50 after its recent gains.
I think the only comment I would make on that situation, on the currency situation, is that I think that people have underestimated the weakness of the euro, because I believe that everything looks in the gardens rosy. We get some quite nice economic data. I didn't care much for the retail data from Germany at the end of last week. But as things start to fragment, as the years go by and the geopolitical problems rear their ugly head, it's a brave man who's got that blue flag with the yellow dots all over it going gung-ho, because I'm not...
Well, isn't the other point that, I mean, we've got this Article 50 and then 2 years till the UK leaves the EU, but actually in 2 years' time, there may not be any EU left. I mean, it's maybe 60, 70%.
Slightly melodramatic. You sound like a mirror image of myself talking, but I think that is probably melodramatic. But
no, but there, I mean, I think
see where you're coming
from.
There is.
I mean, if France wants to go, France.
Yeah,
is
but
the
France, even Le Pen has now supposedly said that she's not out of the euro. She's out of the euro, but not out of the eurozone. So we'll see. But once you start. The slippery slope downhill, it gathers momentum.
And basically, one more country would probably do the trick for the eurozone.
Yeah. Isn't it interesting that in France, all the newspapers are four square behind of not letting her one crack in the door? There isn't a single bank in France that are a lender of franc piece, and yet she's cracking on and the rest of it. And I've never actually seen a media bandwagon in any country be so unbelievably, we do not want her. And do they reflect the opinion of most of the people in France? And I suspect probably not.
No, it's just going to be the Trump mistake. It'll be the same mistake as Trump, because the media didn't want him, and the more they didn't want him, and they don't even want him now. I mean, they're still trying to, like, January the 20th. Maybe something will happen.
New York Times, Washington Post are still behaving as if it isn't going to happen.
Yeah.
And it hasn't happened, and we don't want it to happen.
Yeah. Let's go on to. Next slide, economic calendar, NFIB, small business optimism, housing starts in Canada, wholesale inventories in the US, and jolts job openings in the US as well. Vodafone, which is our trade of the day here, sell around £2.10, objective 197, stops above 216. I must say, given the yield on that stock, I'm not sure I'd be going short of it.
Not for too long, I wouldn't have thought.
Yes, exactly. So
I think we're frustrated with them, because with all that cash as a result of the sale of the Verizon that, nothing's happened at all, and Vittorio Colao seems to be sitting on his hands. Now, I'm not suggesting he doesn't know the business better than I do, but it seems as if inertia is setting in.
I don't think they know what to do. It's a totally...
All I can say is you cannot stand still as a mobile phone operator with all the competition that's out there without actually adding bells and whistles to it.
Prices going down and everything. Let's go on to... The next slide, which is the co-report from Investors Intelligence. Russell 2000 has formed a bullish continuation pattern, a flag since registering a record high on December the 9th. The pause in the rally off the November low has enabled the 14-day RSI to unwind back to neutral, prepping the chart for the next up leg. With the index at the lower end of its consolidation pattern, present weakness is an entry opportunity. And who are we to stand in the way of the momentum?
It's interesting, actually, isn't it? Wasn't it that even Jamie Dimon, who is very contrarian these days, he says something, and then we're taking 4,000 people out of London, they're going to Paris or wherever. Yeah, really? Are you sure about that? And there's a retraction there now, and he's of those who believe, actually, that we're going to have at least two hikes in interest rates because the US economy is strong. Like the FTSE 250, I rather think that the Russell 2000 is probably a better barometer of what's going on in the US economy, as is the FTSE 250, yeah. And your graph there shows we're under a bit of a wet sail, and it looks good.
Okay, let's go on to... Final slide, Barrett developments from Deutsche Bank. Deutsche Bank, obviously a bank that is a force to be reckoned with. Apparently they're advertising for new recruits on social media, thinking that they might find them there. Young recruits, because obviously the old people remember them when they were a good bank. Intercontinental Hotels, amazing target hike there from Credit Suisse. Not quite sure whether that ties in with the Airbnb limit on lettings to 90 days a year, because I do think that that was quite a big factor on the hotels over the last year or so. That must have hurt them. Why spend £100 a night when you can have...
I think you need to remember with Intercontinental Hotels is that I think you probably get more flexibility than most, because it's a managed business. They don't own much of the property, so you can actually manipulate the style of the management of the way you're actually running. I wouldn't describe myself as an expert, but that's what I'm told. That's why people like that, is you haven't got these massive fixed assets, which you just have to deal with, is that you're managing the businesses as a manager of people in it, and that you get a degree more flexibility.
Well, big hike for the target there. And then Marigold Resources, obviously gold stocks are never far from our mind. We've had a little run-up for gold over the last few weeks. Leading the dollar. In fact, dollar's got weaker after gold has risen. But Jefferies just downgrading their target, but still remaining on a buy rating. That's it for the opening section of the Tip TV Finance Show. Thank you to David Buick for manfully coping with his cold. Man flu, I think they call it these days.
I think they do.
We'll see you again soon.
Look forward to it.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.